Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Welcome, everybody. It is towards the end of the week. It's Thursday here on the... Did you like that little East Coast accent? I do that sometimes. Not because I ever spent any time on the East Coast other than just visiting, but because I have friends from the East Coast, and that's sort of how they talk, especially in Jersey. New Jersey. That's how you say it. Yeah. Hey, anyway, welcome. I'm in a good mood this morning. I don't know why, because the Oregon legislature wants to maybe pass a sales tax again. Are they finally going to get it done this time? And is it vengeance or is it justice? What's that? Huh. Senator Floyd Przanski, former colleague of mine, known by some as Pink Floyd for his communistic tendencies, says that giving incarcerated felons in Oregon the right to vote is letting go of vengeance. You think that's what it is? Or is it not giving the victims justice because we're pampering the incarcerated felons? Speaking of that, it's only in Oregon, folks. You know, Lars really hit the nail on the head. It's only in Oregon that death row inmates get a COVID vaccine before vulnerable senior citizens. Yep, that's what's happening. Imagine that. We have a bunch of people on death row, heinous, vicious murderers, and they're going to get a vaccine before senior citizens are. Speaking of the craziness of Oregon, I mean, that is crazy, but it's just as crazy in Oregon that we have a Democrat food fight. What? Yeah. You got the Democrat mayor, or excuse me, legislature. Sorry, I was thinking of something else. Democrat legislature in a food fight with the incoming far leftist, some would say communistic, Shamia Fagan, Secretary of State, over who's going to get to redraw the district lines. And folks, you just are going to love this one. You might be surprised at my conclusion here, by the way, to be honest with you. But also, you're going to love or not who Shamia Fagan has decided to hire to redraw the district lines. Now, I've participated in this as a legislature, and I'll just share with you a little story about that as we go along. But by the way, did you see that Liz Cheney survived? Yep. She survived. Oh, not the vote at home, because that hasn't happened yet, but it will. And she probably isn't going to survive that, given the amount of just dissatisfaction with her, shall we say. At home, she survived the leadership vote. It was a secret ballot, by the way, so all of the folks that were, you know, the Rhino Republicans out there publicly pounding their chest about how wrong it was for her to go ahead and vote for impeachment of a Trump because he incited an insurrection, which, as we know, is a lie. Especially since now the FBI is coming out in the Capitol Police saying, well, you know, there were bombs planted the night before. So how could Trump inspire bombs to be planted the night before with his speech at the Capitol? Well, there you go. All of that, plus a lot of other things, including some pushback at the state level. Once again, and it's pretty cool what's happening, what is being proposed both in the North Dakota and South Dakota legislatures. Now, don't expect anything like this here in Oregon, but I'm telling you, There is, you know, we talked about what Florida Governor Ron DeSantis did yesterday, right? Well, it's spreading. This is the way to fight back. It's the way to keep, frankly, the Make America Great Again movement going and moving in the right direction. We're going to talk about all of that today because it and Donald Trump, by the way, has to be leading the charge. You hear me say that, and it is absolutely true. Trump has got to be leading the charge here, folks. It's just critical. It's just critical. And there's a way that the states can do this. And Trump has got to lead the states to do it. Every state, here's my advice to the president. And I want you to know what you think of this. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Or emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Trump has to take the lead in these states. In every state that is passing nullification legislature against Biden executives or orders, he needs to go campaign in those states. He just does. Now, the National File has an interesting story about this, but Trump also has to go campaign in the states where the 10 Rhino Republicans that voted for his impeachment are going to be defeated. Yesterday, it was revealed that Trump has about, and I think this was Jason Miller. I was listening to, I think it was Steve Bannon's War Room yesterday. And he revealed that the president has like $77 million in a special fund. And I forget what the name of the fund was, but $77 million in this fund, and he is committed to using it to do what? Well, to go after these 10 Republicans. Now, again, he has to do this, folks. This is critically important. If he is going to maintain a viable political force in America, and this is the choice he has to make, right? Now, I told you why I think that he was laying low and has been laying low. I said this yesterday, and let me reiterate the point. You've just not heard much from the president, have you, lately? No. Why? Well, I think that he is not trying to do anything that is going to distract from the lawsuits that his campaign now, I think the remaining six, that's not all his. There's one from a couple of Pennsylvania congresspeople. But he has a number of lawsuits before the U.S. Supreme Court that are going to be heard. I don't think he wants distraction from that, number one. And I don't think he wants distraction from what his lawyers are going to argue in front of the Senate in this fake trial that starts on Monday. Now, I still believe that he absolutely has to go forward with some kind of a quo warranto movement. Now, maybe they have judged this as not something real that they're interested in. Okay, that's fine. If that's what you believe, then okay. I get it. I may not agree with it, but I get it. At any rate, folks, the future of America hangs in the balance of, I think in large measure, what comes out of this, the forensic examination of this last election. It is just critical that this question gets answered, and that's why we're going to be involved with it. That's why Liz Harris from Arizona was on with Steve Bannon yesterday, updating what they're doing down there. And a lot of these things are things that we need to examine here in Oregon. That's why we're continuing with this effort. Now, you've got to love the AOC lie that she so told. And you know, some media is going to get her on this, and the rest of them are just going to let it go because they would rather focus on the new Republican congresswoman that introduced the impeachment proceeding against Biden. How Kevin McCarthy, the feckless leader of the Republicans, and he is. Now he went down and kissed the ring of Trump the other day because he doesn't want Trump to destroy the rhinos in his conference. Trump has to. He has to discipline these people. So who knows what they talked about and what kind of a deal. I think I read the Liberty Daily. Let me look it up. I'll just give you the quick headline on this. But I think I read that McCarthy is saying that he's going to back Trump now. Yeah. Where did that go? Kevin McCarthy will back Trump. No, excuse me. I read that wrong. That's exactly what he did yesterday in the vote. Trump, in fact, Jason Miller was asked about this yesterday. Did McCarthy reach some kind of a deal with Trump on going after these 10 Republicans? And Jason Miller kind of doubted it, if I remember the conversation correctly. Now, give McCarthy, some effort for, some credit for trying. But my guess is there is no way in heck that Trump is going to let that happen. Folks, Donald Trump is a fighter. I expect that his team is going to argue not just the unconstitutionality of this Senate trial, but they're going to argue these other elements, which could be, maybe they have judged this as the way that they approach quo warranto. Who knows? Who knows? But I do not see Donald Trump shrinking back. I just don't. I think he's just pulled back for a moment to allow these two events to play out. Arguments before the U.S. Supreme Court and these arguments in the Senate trial. And I'm not going to get into any of that other than just to say I think that's what he's doing. And I think that it's the right thing to do. Let these arguments play out and stand on their own and then let Trump reemerge and start hitting hard. I mean, he's got time, folks. He does. Now, if for some reason, obviously, that the remedy of, let's say the U.S. Supreme Court agrees that the states violated the federal constitution, and that's going to be one of the arguments here, by not following their own processes and it affected federal races. Okay? Let's say the Supreme Court does that. What's the remedy? Are they going to invalidate those elections? Nah, probably not. I wish they would, and it would be wonderful if they did. I don't see it happen. Anyway, we'll get into the sales tax vote upcoming in Oregon, maybe, and vengeance or justice back in a moment at 6:20.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is that Power Rebuke GMC talk line, or emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. In a moment, I'll get to the opportunity that we may have once again to vote on a sales tax. Oh, goody. But first, some emails from Joe. Great program on Sunday. We especially love the stories from the veterans. Yeah, that was a great part of the event, the freedom celebration that we had. It says, I appreciate you letting me put in a word for our brave and precious women and men who defended our country and our freedoms in World War II, the Korean and Vietnam Wars. If everyone in the room sent in $10, it would cover the cost to send 3 to 4 veterans back to their memorial for an unforgettable weekend. So what is he talking about? Well, Joe stood up and talked about his involvement in the honor flights. And that's a pretty cool thing. And it is. It's called the South Willamette Valley Honor Flights. It's called SWVHonorFlight.org. SWVHonorFlight.org. And you can go there and you can make a contribution. And they have a calendar on there when they're going to have the next one. And again, this is for World War II, Korean, and Vietnam War vets. Okay? They cover Benton Lane, Lincoln, and Linn counties. So this is the South Willamette Valley Honor Flight. Joe, thanks for that. Folks, if you want to contribute, again, go to the website, swvhonorflight.org. swvhonorflight.org. Jimmy, I started to talk about AOC. You know, the story broke that she lied through her teeth, folks. She wasn't even in her office when the Capitol building was buildings were under attack. So Jimmy writes this. This is just not fair. AOC was under attack at the Capitol by Trump supporters and now under attack by the media. Just let us a little small white lie go. Let it go. I say we make her a liar. I mean, Speaker of the House, show some compassion. Oh, you got to love it. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. The Oregon Catalyst has a story. It says lawmakers may be laying the groundwork for an Oregon sales tax. Oh, goody. Well, the reality is we already have one. It's called the gross receipts tax, and it gets passed on to you. But it's never enough, is it? Oregon State Representative Nancy Nathanson, this is the Taxpayer Association of Oregon story, has introduced 3 bills asking the state of Oregon to do a study on taxes. Once the key goal is to find taxes that are, one of the key goals is what they meant to say, is to find that taxes are, to find taxes that are quote-unquote stable, which is one of the most common words associated when past Oregon lawmakers, have discussed a sales tax. Politicians want us to be like California, which have major property income and sales taxes. Never mind that per capita, and get this, Oregon spends more than 46 other state governments. And there's a link that you can click on there, by the way. And if you click on that link, takes you to Oregon Tax News. Oregon is the 4th biggest, fattest state per capita. And it's got a great little picture there. And it starts off by saying Oregonians do live in tax hell. Yeah, we spend more than 46 other states. On a per capita basis. That means per person basis, basically. So anyway, it's not enough. So what they did is they introduced Democrat from Eugene, Nancy Nathanson, introduced 3 bills. House Bill 2433, it studies state and local taxes for inequities in the system, stability and adequacy, and recommending methods for improving state and local tax interactions. House Bill 2434, legislative office report on revenue options for maintaining stability and adequacy. And recommending revenue-raising reforms, of course. House Bill 2435, the Legislative Revenue Office report on options related to revenue on tax reform in this state. Again, it's all about maintaining stability and adequacy and reducing inequalities in the tax system. What do you want to bet that the inequality is going to mention racial disparities? The problem with that is that a lot of these racial disparities hit the races worse, the poor people. A sales tax hurts the poor more than anything, but I will bet that's not a conclusion they reach. Freddie, hang on through the bottom of the hour break. I'll get to you. There's just not enough time to get to you before, because I want to hear what you have to say. So are you ready to vote for a sales tax? Now, why are they doing this now? I mean, we just put in place all these, I mean, billions of dollars in new tax and fee increases, right? In just the last 3 years alone. It's not enough, is it? Now, they can't blame it on COVID, because they've been saying this all along. The new sales tax goes to schools, right? Supposed to make things better. You know it won't. But they're going to say that it will. And that they're going to find some way to say it's working. See, you can tax. More taxes mean greater results. Right. That's always what they say. Now, do you think that enough new people have moved into Oregon, because our population has increased since the last census from 3.86 to 4.2 million Oregonians? Do you think enough Californians have moved into Oregon that the unions will fund a massive campaign and they can convince them that raising their taxes even further is a good thing? Back in a moment, we'll talk with Freddie. We'll ask that question at 6:30.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 24 minutes till the top of the hour. I want to thank Freedom Heating and Air for being one of our great sponsors of this radio show. And, you know, they're just a marvelous group of people. Freedom, they love freedom. It's in their name. They were one of the great sponsors of our Freedom Celebration, and we thank them for that. But you know what, folks, if you don't have a fully functioning furnace, and it kind of got a little, well, it's a little cold right now, as a matter of fact, maybe you want to replace it. Maybe it's time to replace it. Why don't you call Freedom Heating and Air? They can do that for you. They've great emergency services. If that thing's not working right, or if it just dies on you, give them a call. Check out their website at freedomheatingandair.net. They can get out there right away and they can get it fixed. freedomheatingandair.net. Great discounts, by the way, for both senior citizens and veterans. freedomheatingandair.net. Speaking of a veteran, let's go to my buddy Freddie. Freddie, good morning. What do you say today, huh?
Good morning, Jeff. Hey, I was talking to some friends yesterday that live in Redmond, and they're getting ready to sell their place, and they're going to move to Idaho. And so this morning I was looking on Facebook, and I see that Kate Brown is going to receive Realtor of the Year award for the state of Idaho. So I guess people are figuring out that Oregon's not the place anymore. And so she says she's getting Realtor of the Award, Realtor of the Year award for the state of Idaho. So.
So don't you think that the legislature, though, bears some of that? Shouldn't they get the award to the Democrats?
Well, I think it'd be a big plaque. I'm sure it'd be a big one. And they can spread it all around or take a piece off of it or whatever they like, write their name on it, something. You know, I'm sure but I think it's appropriate. I'm it's too bad. This state is starting to fold its tent in the liberal position really bad. I mean, we've always been liberal for the last 30 years, but now it's getting, they're really drinking the Kool-Aid and feeling like they're in power to do whatever.
So let me ask you this question.
Run a lot of good people out of here.
What are the things that's going to drive people out of here is to becoming a higher tax state like California is, because, you know, there's never enough money for government in California, neither is there in Oregon. So do you think enough Californians have moved to Oregon who are used to paying sales tax that would vote for a sales tax this time if the legislature referred it to the voters?
They're probably dumb enough to do that. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, they believe in all that stuff. It's just part of a religion that they belong to.
So let me ask you that question then. I mean, beyond that, is there some way to message to them in your mind, just commonsensically who you are and your life experience, Freddie, is there some way to convince these people not to do that?
Well, I guess you have to remind them why they left California, and I'm sure most of them are leaving because of the taxes and the political atmosphere. And you're bringing it here to Oregon, so what do you expect? All you're doing is transferring that bad policies from one state to another, and you're going to be under the thumb again. So why would you do that? And I think you just have to show them the numbers. And see what they have done. I mean, we used to have timber revenue. We used to have the best roads in the country. We don't have timber revenue anymore because they shut that down. And of course, we just burn up the canyon up here, right?
Yep.
Because you can't get 20 feet off the road and find your way out of the forest because it's just overgrown. You know, you're supposed to have 10 trees per acre. They have 100 trees per acre. How do you manage that at all? They're not doing that, and so the canyon burns up, and all the homes burn up, and everybody gets all excited because look what had happened. But if you're not going to manage it, then that's what's going to happen. You're in the middle of a tinderbox.
Well, you are. In fact, there's a Channel 2 story that is on the Oregon Watchdog today about Kate Brown outlining the progress. or goals of timber conservation negotiations. So let me ask you that. How do you think that's going to come out?
Well, where is she getting her instructions from? It's going to be from the environmental people. And what is her goal in life? Shut down the timber industry. That's why all the big players moved out of the state. They saw it. They read the tea leaves. You know, I worked 30 years for Georgia Pacific. They don't have anything here hardly anymore.
They've smartly gotten rid of it. I mean, this agreement in this story, Freddie, says that it aims to, these negotiations, agreement between forestry representatives, conservation leaders, and fishing organization proposes new protections for sensitive aquatic species on over 10 million acres of private forest land in Oregon. 10 million acres of private forest land. Now, is that going to be enough, or will they come back and ask for more later?
It's always more. Always more.
Yes, it is.
As long as you have these people in here that have no clue on what the economy works throughout this state, then you're going to have people that are just going to be politically correct and make laws based on what feels good that day.
Sadly, you're right about that. You're absolutely right about that. Freddie, thanks. I appreciate the call. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Now, I also talked about, and Art, hang on, I'll get to you in a moment here, but I also talked about this story about death row inmates in Oregon are going to get the COVID shots before senior citizens are. So Corby, knowing his twisted sense of humor, writes me an email. The shot, he says. Good morning, Jeff. What's wrong with giving the shot to prisoners first? The shot is meant to alter your DNA and eventually kill you down the road, so they can't blame it on the shot anyway. Can we stop calling it a vaccine? Look up the legal definition of a vaccine. It does not meet the criteria of a vaccine. It's gene therapy. If we should sue for anything, it should be for this making false claims. It's no different than if I were to stand on the street corner with a handful of Skittles claiming it was a cure for COVID. I don't know. It might be. I mean, you know, it seems like everything that's commonsensical, like vitamin D and zinc and hydroxychloroquine with Z-Pak, I mean, all of that apparently is a cheap, easy cure for COVID. So maybe Skittles is too. I know, that's kind of an interesting thought, I mean, in Oregon, you can't execute anybody. I mean, yeah, we have capital punishment, but first of all, Kitzhaber and then Kate Brown have suspended it unconstitutionally, by the way, and nobody's taken them to task for that. That's too bad. It's another lawsuit that we ought to be having in the state, but nobody does. But aside from that, even if we were going to actually try to put somebody to death on death row, it ain't going to happen because of the laws of Oregon and just endless forever and ever appeals. So maybe this is a good idea since it's meant to kill you. And I mean, at least according to Corby, it's meant to kill you down the road. Why not give it to him? In fact, why don't we just only, of all the Oregon prisoners, why don't we just, on that basis, let's only give the shot to death row inmates in the Oregon penitentiary system. Not the rest of them. Let them get sick. Most of them, I mean, in some places they've been getting sick and most of them recovering like they do everywhere else. But no, 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 no. A federal judge says, no, you got to give it to the prisoners first. Oh, goody. Let's go to Art, who's on the line. Art, good morning. What do you have to say today?
Well, Jeff, if they give the inmates the shots and allow visiting so I could start making money and giving my vending machines, I would be a happy camper. So, I mean, I've gone in there and serviced the guards' vending machines, but there's no vending machines in the visiting area. But, you know, I wear my mask and everything. But if they vaccinate them and allow visiting again, then I truly would be happy because then I could start making money again. No doubt. But on to Nancy Nathanson's bill. Obviously, she's being dishonest because she wants to send up a group to figure out how we can soak Oregonians out of more of their money, not to spend the money wisely or cut taxes to promote growth, because we know that's what's happening. So, you know, it's just all a ploy on the Democrats to set up a board to look at the issues on how they can soak the Oregon citizens out of more of our money, because we know that's what they want. They, instead of stimulating business and growing business, you know, which is the right way to increase money coming into the state, they want to scare the businesses out and tax them to death so they can't run their businesses anymore.
Well, Dummy, wait a second. Do you really think that Democrats intend to drive business out of the state?
Well, Jeff, they don't promote businesses to come to the state because, you know, you just name all the things they do to discourage business, including small businesses. You know,
all right, we're going to go to the break. When I come back, I'll tell you why you're wrong.
Okay, you can try.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. We'll get to Tim in a moment. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. ProBioscience is this great company that's based in Salem here that sells CBD products that I use personally and I love. If you haven't been to their website, their new website, you should go. Pro-Bioscience.com. Now, they've got lots of new products, not just the pain stick that I rave about that works so good for me, or their tinctures, or their capsules, or their even their pets products. They now have a line of beauty products for you ladies out there. Some great bath salts, various aromas that are infused with CBD. Because your body, you know, your skin is your largest organ, right? It just absorbs so much stuff. They also have full spectrum CBD hair oil. And then they've got sea kelp and aloe salts. And then they've got a full spectrum night renewal cream. You didn't know that CBD could be used to not only make your body feel better, but make you look good. So go check them out on the web, pro-bioscience.com. That's pro, then the dash mark, bioscience.com. And for the month of February, if you use the discount code when you buy online, the word Valentine, you get 15% off. Plus, they do have this great referral loyalty rewards program. You can click on that and you can just create an account as a referrer. You can log in and you just get additional discounts. I mean, it's really cool. Pro-bioscience.com. Let's go to Tim. Tim, good morning. What do you say today?
Good morning, Jeff. Here's a couple items. One, Oregon collects 50% more revenue per capita than the other states in the United States. Two, California, Idaho, and Washington collect 1% or less for fees. We collect 10%. The next one, I think it's kind of an interesting question, when you take an oath when you're a public official, are you supposed to tell the truth? And then what is the truth? Because the grocery receipts tax does not go to schools, and it does. It replaces the money from the general fund that goes to schools.
Well, so part of it does. That is true. Part of it does. What they did is they added that money into the overall school funding situation, and then they backed out not quite all of it, but a bunch of it. Now, they did that in the first budget. We'll see what they do in this budget. But my guess is, you know where it's going. It's really just going to backfill the PERS increases that are just sucking up so much money out of these school districts.
I'm thinking, Jeff, sorry.
That's okay. You're a thinker. That's what I love about
now,
you, Tim.
I did testify on a sales tax. I wrote a guest opinion for the paper on a sales tax. I'm going to have to look at my good daddy changed the platform to Outlook, and I was not able to get to my site, citizenslobbyist.us, but the article's there and the testimony.
So okay. How long ago did you testify against the sales tax?
About a session ago.
Okay. So, you know, so here's the question I want to ask you. Do you think that Oregon has had enough new people move in from other states, especially California, that are used to sales taxes, that the unions, and they'll fund this campaign, are finally going to be able to convince Oregon voters to vote for a sales tax?
Well, the sales tax has been up on the ballot for 9 times. And it hasn't passed, but not by that big a margin. So I think it would.
I fear that you may be right. However, I think there might be ways to maybe convince these people not to. Tim, thanks. I appreciate your call. See if you can find that testimony, by the way. I'd love to have you just give us the bullet point pieces of your testimony. So let me tell you why art is right and art is wrong. Okay? Art is right in that Kate Brown and the Democrats in the Oregon legislature are, in fact, driving businesses out of this state, especially small businesses. And this has been going on a long time. It isn't necessarily the damage that they've done in destroying thousands, maybe, of small businesses here in Oregon because of the COVID lockdown. It's beyond that. It's other things. That's where art is right. Yes, that's really what's happening. And the data draws it out. But here's where art's wrong. They don't think they're driving business out of Oregon. They really don't. And they're justified in thinking that way. You're probably going, what? Can't they read the data? No, they don't care about the data. Facts don't matter to them. Emotion matters to them. And as long as Nike, as long as Precision Cast Parts, as long as Intel and other companies can buy special exemptions by buying legislators through lots of campaign contributions, the Democrats think everything's just fine. You see, the exemptions in the current sales tax, which is the gross receipts tax, really doesn't hurt Nike because they don't sell much of their product here. It all is sold. It only applies to what's sold or produced in Oregon. Okay? Intel, same thing. Democrats don't think they're hurting business. And you know what? Because it hasn't hurt them. They're still getting the big contributions so they can stay in power from these businesses that cut deals with them. It's corrupt, legally corrupt, but it is what it is. You see, they are, in fact, driving business and killing business in this state, but they don't think they are. So Art's right, and he's wrong, because they don't think they are, because they can just keep raising the taxes and the fees in these businesses, and they keep paying it, and they stick around. Now, at some point, if those fees and those taxes get high enough, those businesses make a decision, some of them anyway. They either to leave the state of Oregon and the massive investments they have in facilities here and so forth, or to increase their investment in buying politicians at the state capitol, which is the more likely course of action. All right, folks, back in a moment. What other states are doing to push back that is really good and gives us hope, even if we can't do those same things in Oregon. It's 6:59, another great hour to go. Don't go away.